Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, beloved, to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you one more time. We're thanking and praising God for His goodness, His loving kindness, and His mercy. Truly, God is good, and we love Him today. We appreciate the Lord, and we appreciate the Word of God. Appreciate all that God is doing. We appreciate you all listening, and amen, being a part, amen, of the ministry of this particular broadcast. Amen. There's so many good broadcasts that God has allowed to be on the air, and we just thank God for all of His servicemen, women of God, all over the nation. So we're just thanking God today. Amen. I want you to get your Bibles and join us. We're going into the Word of God. Amen. Going to be sharing, amen, again, out of the book of Revelation, going to chapter 11. Going to talk today about the two witnesses and just going to go into that just a little bit. Amen. We're moving along, amen, in the book of Revelation, end time prophecy. Glory to God. And we do know, amen, we are living in the end times. There's so much going on, amen. But God has given us rich word, amen, to let us know, amen, so that we can, amen, not only for our own self, beloved, but that we can encourage others, amen, to prepare to get ready, amen, to meet the Lord, amen, because, beloved, He could come at any time. Glory be to God, any time. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing that has to happen, amen, prior to Jesus coming. He could come and get us today. It could be the next few moments. It could be while we're on the air. Glory to God. So if you don't know the Lord, amen, if you've grown cold, glory to God, in your walk with the Lord, or have become discouraged, we want you to be encouraged today. We want you to know that God is on your side, amen, and that He, amen, stands ready, amen, to meet you at the point of your need. Glory be to God. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, God, for the riches of your word. We ask, God, as we go into your word today, that you would anoint your word, Father. Anoint every listener on today, Father God. Lord, you meet us at the point of our need. Father God, we're thanking you, God, for all that you're doing. Father, I just ask that you minister over these next few moments, Father. Minister to every heart, every life. Father God, just have your way. Oh God, during this time, Father, we give it to you now. We're thanking you and praising you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going into the Word of God. Amen. Revelation chapter 11. We have touched on this, but we're going to just talk just a little bit today about the two witnesses. Amen. On our last broadcast, Amen. When we were in Revelation, we talked about the temple of God. And if you read the first part of Revelation 11, it talks about the temple of the Lord. Amen. This is a parenthetical passage. Amen. We've been discussing the trumpet judgments, the woes. We have one more woe to discuss. A little further, we will discuss that a little down the line. But we just want to share here out of Revelation 11, beginning at verse 3, the scripture says, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Now, these two witnesses, the Bible says here, He's going to give them power. He's going to give them authority. And these two witnesses will come on the scene during the tribulation period, at a time when the Antichrist will almost be at his peak, when he will demand to be worshipped. I mean, God is going to give authority to these two witnesses to prophesy. Amen. Prophesy, one of the definitions of prophesy is to preach, to declare the gospel. Amen. To foretell as well as forthtell. But these witnesses will have the authority of Jesus. They will be anointed by the Lord. Amen. And God will use them during this hour, amen, to proclaim the word of the Lord. Amen. And they will do this. This is 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years, and they will be clothed in sackcloth and ashes. It says sackcloth, I'm sorry, not ashes, but they will be clothed in sackcloth. Now, sackcloth is very rough, a very rough garment. And a lot of the, back in the Old Testament, and even John the Baptist, I believe, was clothed in sackcloth. Amen. It's not a very comfortable garment to wear. Amen. Prophets don't have an easy job. True men and women of God that stand in the office of a prophet, a true prophet, is one that will declare the word of the Lord and will not compromise. He or she will set their faces of flint and do the will of God and speak the word of God. We can look in the word of God and see the men and women of God that, amen, declared the word. Jeremiah was one, amen, that declared the word of the Lord to his people. When Israel went into bondage, he continued to prophesy to them. He continued to declare the word of the Lord. He prophesied about the 70 years captivity that they would go into. And amen, he wasn't a popular prophet. As a matter of fact, they tried to do away with him. And many times those that are proclaiming the word of the Lord, amen, the enemy will do everything that he can to stamp out their voice. Amen. But how many of you know when you've been called, amen, to do a work for the Lord, that you have to obey the Lord? Amen. No matter what, you've got to proclaim the gospel. Amen. There are many today that, and we say this all the time, amen, that the enemy is trying his best to stamp out and to hinder and to abort the vision, the work of God, amen, through the voice of the prophet. We've seen so much disarray in this area. We've seen so much abuse in this area. But beloved, amen, God has real people. God has people that will stand and will proclaim the word and live it. Amen. And walking out integrity and excellence. And amen, their character is right. Amen. They're pleasing God. Amen. So everybody is not crooked. Everybody is not false. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Even though we know the Bible said in the last days there will be false teachers, false preachers. Amen. False prophets. Glory to God. Amen. False apostles. But just as well, God has godly men and women, amen, that are going all over this nation proclaiming the word of the Lord. God does have, amen, a voice in the earth. The prophetic voice is in the earth, amen, and we need to heed the voice of the prophet. The Bible says that if we, amen, if we heed the voice, if we listen, we'll be blessed, we'll prosper, we'll be established. Amen. If we believe in the Lord, our God and his prophet. So when God sends a word to a church, amen, a word of correction, a word of rebuke, amen, as well as a word of encouragement. It's easy for us, amen, to receive a good word. But what when God has to bring correction, amen? What when he has to, amen, bring a word that's sharp? Glory to God, because the word does say, amen, that the word of the Lord is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It will pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Goes down into the joints and marrow. Come on, somebody. Amen. And it will do the work that it's sent forth to do. But God has to have a voice in the earth. Amen. So I'm encouraging prophets to rise up. Amen. If God has called you and you know the task that God has given you, and it may be a little rough, you may not want to speak. You may not want to share that word that God has given you. Some of you will declare the word of the Lord even on tomorrow. Amen. God has given, amen, to the people of God, amen, to his church. But I'm encouraging you to declare the word as these witnesses did. They prophesied, amen. They didn't come for form and fashion. They didn't come for royalty, amen. They didn't come, amen, for materialism. Come on, somebody, amen. But they did. They're going to come, and they're going to do a specific task, glory to God, for a specific purpose, a reason, and during a specific time, amen. And some of us, God has called us for a specific purpose of a specific time, amen. Amen. And we do not want to miss our season, beloved. You don't want to miss your season. You don't want your season to pass you by and not do what the Lord has called you to do. Part of destiny is walking out seasons and times and eras. Glory to God. When you look back in the history of the church and Pentecostalism and how God used the various saints of God of old to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And they walked out their season, glory to God, from Azusa on down. Glory to God, when that revival came through, it was a powerful revival. Amen. And we're still reaping the benefit from that revival. Glory to God. And there's been other revivals that we are still reaping the benefit of. There are revivals going on now in the nation. Glory to God. And amen. If we continue to obey God and do what God has called us to do, glory to God, we'll ride on those crests of waves. Glory to God. And God wants to do greater things. He's desiring to pour out his spirit on all flesh. The Bible says that in the last days that he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Come on now. Amen. So this lets us know, amen, that the voice, amen, the prophetic voice is very, very important, as Jesus gave this prophetic word, amen, for us, amen. This is yet to happen, amen. I keep saying that. This is yet to happen, but it will happen. Glory to God. He's going to give power unto his two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Amen. They're standing there right now waiting, glory to God, for their time to come on earth, amen, and do what God wants them to do. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will, okay, fire, and if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Now, this is letting us know that during this time, glory to God, no one will be able to harm them. Come on, somebody. Now, listen. We know that a lot of times that if we stand and proclaim the gospel, the enemy is likely to try to attack. So because of that, a lot of times we will not obey. We will shrink back. But, beloved, you must not shrink back. You must not step back. You must not look back, because the Bible says that if you put your hand to the plow and then you look back, you're not fit. Amen. So I'm encouraging you to rise. Amen. Do the work of the Lord. Amen. Do the will of God. Don't let discouragement keep you from obeying the Lord. Amen. Some of these rough spots and rough times that some of us are experiencing, amen, are to make us, amen, are to build character in us. Some things, beloved, you'll see, and the Lord will say, don't do this. Don't act that way. Glory to God. But then he'll give you the pattern that you're to follow. Come on now. Paul said in the word of God, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And we're to follow the word. We're to do what the word tells us to do. Amen. God does give us examples. He gives us people, men and women of God. Amen. That we can see, amen, God and stamped in their life and how they're walking out their calling, they're walking out their purpose, they're walking out their destiny, and is to encourage us to do the same thing. Glory be to God. So, amen. So at this time, there are going to be those that will rise up against these men of God. Amen. And I do believe that they're two men. Amen. And we will get into that later. Amen. But, amen, there are going to be many that will rise up to try to strike them, try to silence them. The Bible says fire. Amen. The fire of the word. Glory to God. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to proceed out of their mouth and devour the enemy. So the enemy won't even be able to stand up against, amen, this anointing during this time. Glory to God. Amen. And then the Bible says, goes on to say, these have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over the waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Now, this is some kind of authority. Amen. But the Bible says that they're going to have that type of authority. Oh, my God, to shut up heaven. That means if they say it's not going to rain, it will not rain. Glory to God. The blessing of the Lord is not going to fall. The blessing of the Lord will not fall. And, beloved, you got to understand that when we're walking right, when we're doing what God gives us to do, and God gives us a word, amen, believe me, that word is going to come to pass. Amen. If we declare the word of the Lord, glory to God, amen, God honors his word. And sometimes, amen, we have to even be careful what we say, Amen, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen, and when we're walking right with God, amen, and God gives us a word, amen, even a cursed word. Now, let me put it in right perspective, glory to God, because we as a people of God don't walk in the authority that God has given us. We allow the enemy to trample us, and we say nothing, we do nothing. But when we take a hold of this word, as David did, say, God, you get a hold of my enemies, amen, and every time Israel, amen, cried out to God, Lord, you take care of my enemies, guess what, God did it. And when the prophet spoke a word, amen, that word came to pass, because they didn't say anything, amen, that would tickle their flesh, glory to God. But we have the authority, amen, to stop the devil in his tracks, amen, even to halt the enemy in people that the enemy will use. We have the authority to stop the enemy. It's not the people, glory to God, that's coming against you, beloved. It's the enemy, glory to God. So you got to take your authority and know how to pray, know how to pull those things down. Curse the enemy. Stop cursing your neighbor. Stop cursing your friend. Come on here. Stop cursing that one that you're fellowshipping with. But recognize it's not them, it's the devil, glory to God. And when you begin to proclaim the word of the Lord, amen, the devil have to behave, amen. But the Bible says that they will have power to shut up heaven, amen, that it's not rain during the days of their prophecy. Nothing is going to hinder the prophetic word from coming out of these two witnesses' mouths during this time. They will stop at nothing to obey God and do what God called them and will plant them on the earth to do. They'll even have power over the waters to turn them to blood, amen, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. If they see necessary, they're going to do it, whatever the Lord tells them to do, amen. And when they shall have finished their testimony. You see, they will have a specific job, and that will be to proclaim the word of the Lord. Amen. To give those that are here, that are left here, an opportunity to get right with God. Amen. To surrender their lives to the Lord. This will be their function. Amen. They have a specific task to do, and that will be to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe many will still get saved during this time. It will be difficult. It will be hard. But, amen, they will give their life to the Lord. But when they finish their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Now, that when their work is done, they will die. They will die. Amen. The enemy will strike out at them and will kill them. But it will not happen until their work is done. Beloved, that ought to encourage you right there. Amen. That the enemy cannot do anything to you. First of all, that God doesn't allow. But death can't even hold us and grip us until the Lord says it's time. Glory to God. Amen. Recognize that God is the giver of life. Amen. And as long as we're walking upright before the Lord, we don't have to fear. Amen. We don't even have to fear the trouble that would come our way. Amen. The darts that will come our way, the arrows that will come our way, we do not have to fear nor be afraid, because God said he will protect us. He will watch over us. He will keep us. Come on, somebody. Amen. So, preacher, I'm encouraging you today. Get up off your seat or do nothing. Amen, and begin to declare the work of the Lord. And don't be afraid of the terror by night. Don't be afraid, amen, that the flood is going to come and overtake you, glory to God, that the tongue is going to rise up against you, amen, because if God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Testify to the goodness of God. Proclaim the word of the Lord, uncompromisingly so, amen. Set your face as a flint. And be determined, amen, that you're going to do the will of the Lord. Now, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, which also our Lord, our Lord was crucified. Now they're going to lie in state, if you will. I'm going to say it like that for 3 days. Amen. And the Antichrist is going to gloat over this, because he killed them, and he's going to proclaim the power that he has, amen, during this time, amen, demons are literally going to rise up against them at the time that their work is finished, and they're going to lie, and everybody will see these two men lying in the street. Their dead bodies will lie there for 3 days, amen. Now, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Amen. They're going to lie there for 3 days. And this is something that just doesn't happen. We don't let bodies lie anywhere. When we find the bodies, we get them up. Amen. They get them up and they get them to the morgue or whatever. Amen. If they need to do an autopsy, they do an autopsy, and then they bury them. But these men of God will not, amen, their bodies will not be put in the ground at all. They're going to lie in state, and it's for a reason, amen. The glory of God is still going to be made manifest even through their death, amen. And many times things happen to us, and we don't see how God can get the glory out of things that happen or come our way, tragedies and things of this nature. Even death sometimes will come to people, and we wonder, why did this happen? Amen. But God is sovereign, beloved. He knows the beginning from the end, because he's Alpha and Omega. Come on now. He knows. He knows the end of the story. So if he's orchestrating our life and he's allowing different things to happen, it's for a reason. And we need to stop blaming God, stop getting angry at God, stop saying why God and getting mad at God and saying I'm not going to do, amen, because this is too hard. Stop saying it's too hard. It's not hard. Amen. You can do all things through Christ, because he gives you the strength. And you need to know today, amen, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of every last one of them. Amen. But as long as you're mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, you're tying God's hands. He can't loose you. He can't take you to the next level in him. You can't graduate. As long as you're murmuring and complaining, then you won't go through your final test. You'll stay right there, beloved, until you get your attitude right. You repent. Come on. Amen. And you make up your mind, I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I'm going to love. I'm going to walk in God's love. And I'm going to walk in forgiveness. Come on now, because when we let bitterness and all this stuff get in our heart, we stop our own advancement in the kingdom. We stop at that point because we stop fighting. Amen. We stop fighting. We stop warring. Amen. We stop interceding. Glory to God, because we're getting our attention on ourselves. You cannot intercede for anyone else if your eyes is on yourself. Come on now. So we have to get up from here. Amen. And go on. Amen. And do, amen, the will of the Lord. Glory to God. Now listen. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. Listen, it's going to be like Christmas time. Can you imagine, amen, the joyous occasion in the men and women's eyes during this time? They will rejoice because they really will feel like we defeated God, amen, we defeated these men. We stopped their mouth. Glory to God. We stopped that fire. That fire ain't coming out of their mouth. No doubt they're going to be mocking and talking and chanting and whatever they're going to be doing during this time. Amen. And can you imagine giving gifts for two people that are dead? But this is how much the enemy hates, amen, the word of God and the body of Christ. And he hates us. He wants to silence our voice. Glory to God. But God said, not so. We're not giving the enemy any credit today. Amen. We're exposing him for who he is. You've got to know who your enemy is, amen, in order to effectively fight him. In order to effectively defeat an enemy, you have to know the enemy and know his tactics, because, beloved, he uses the same stuff over and over again. He just comes a different way in a different format. Amen. He takes off one coat, put on another. Come on. Take off one shoe, put on another shoe. Glory to God. And we have to recognize when it's the enemy. Amen. And use the word of God. Amen. Jesus defeated the enemy with the word. Stop fighting in your flesh. Stop fighting with your little knuckles. Come on, because your little knuckles can't knock no one out. Come on now. Glory be to God. Your little words that you're saying, glory to God, ain't no life in them. Ain't no sale in them. The anointing ain't behind it, because you're not speaking the word. Amen. You're speaking out of your flesh. You're speaking out of hurt. You're speaking out of anger. Glory to God. Now, when you get hurt, what do? You retreat back. Now, you don't go back, but you retreat in a place where you can get healed and restored. So if you're in the midst of that, let the Lord heal you so that when you get back up, amen, you can declare the word of the Lord, and you'll do it, and you won't compromise, you won't shrink back. Come on now, let the Lord heal you. Let him go in with the healing balm of Gilead and do in you what he wants to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, they're going to rejoice. They're going to make merry. They're going to send gifts, all of this. Amen. And after 3 days and a half, listen, the spirit of life from God, listen, entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, oh my, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Now, this is going to be an awesome thing. All of a sudden, there's going to be a major news break. My God, these men that were dead, they laid in the street for 3.5 days, rigor mortis and set in their little bodies. Amen. The birds and start eating their little flesh. But all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord is going to breathe into these men of God, and they're going to get up. God is the giver of life. Only God, only his Spirit. Hallelujah. Only the Spirit of the Lord can resurrect the dead. Come on now. Only the Spirit of God can resurrect the dead. Some of us need to be resurrected today. Amen. We need to be resurrected. God needs to blow his life, his penua, back into us so that we can, amen, obey and continue on and get our eyes, amen, back on God and off of, amen, the situations and off of people and off of things that will hinder and drain us and drain the anointing of the Lord. Glory to God. Recognize, beloved, we are serving a great big God. God is an awesome God. Amen. And we're looking at this word today. Amen. How God is going to move and manifest himself in the lives of his two servants. So it says, fear fell on them which saw them, and they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. They're going to hear the voice of God. Tell them, come on. You've done your job. Glory to God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them. All their enemies going to do is look. And beloved, when God blesses, when he opens doors, when he makes ways, come on, when he brings us out, all our enemies can do, hallelujah, is look and behold and see, amen, the wonder and the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Amen. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. So all that these witnesses will go through, beloved, the men will give glory to God. God's going to cause a tenth part of the city to fall. And all these men, I believe it said, let's go back real quick here. Amen. After this earthquake, 7,000 will die. Amen. At this time, they're going to behold the glory of God. Amen. God is giving these witnesses power. Amen. He's going to still proclaim his power. So when it's all said and done, beloved, God is God. Amen. I'm encouraging you today. Don't be afraid to walk in your calling. Don't be afraid, woman of God, man of God, amen, to step into what God has called you to. Don't be afraid to embrace, amen, where you're going. Amen. There's a shifting in the land today. There's a shifting going on. So I'm just encouraging you, amen, pick up this word and allow the Lord to hide the word of God in your heart that you might not sin against him, and do the work of the Lord. Proclaim the gospel. Do it in season. Preach it in season, out of season. Amen. When they don't like it, when it don't feel good, amen, do it anyway and watch God. Watch God move, because he's a God. Amen. Above all gods. Amen. He is the great I am. Amen. We're thanking God today for this word. Amen. We've talked and shared about, amen, the two witnesses. Amen. On our next broadcast, we're going to go further. Amen. Into this end time prophecy and end time study of the book of Revelation. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to encourage your men and women of God today. Encourage us, God, to stay on the wall and continue, amen, the work, amen, that you place in us to do. God, help us to be faithful even unto death. Be faithful unto death. Father, we thank you now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Until our next broadcast, be blessed, beloved. Know that God loves you. Amen. He's fighting for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.